The recall race in California may not go down as the costliest governor's race in history, but money has been a decisive factor. New campaign contribution limits were supposed to curtail the influence of special interests, but the candidates are using loopholes to rake in millions of dollars from unions, Indian tribes, and developers. NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco.
By the time it's over, this recall race will have cost close to $75 million. That's a huge sum, especially considering the election cycle was so short and the media have been all over the race. 3 years ago, California voters approved campaign finance reform measures to stem the flow of special interest donations. This is the first statewide election to test the impact of Proposition 34. But Martin Kaplan, Associate Dean of the USC Annenberg School for Communication, says the law is so riddled with loopholes, it's been business as usual.
Campaigns finance reform has had no impact on this race. It's basically been a gusher.
In theory, special interests have been held in check by new contribution caps of $21,200 per person. But supporters of Governor Davis are exempt from the limits, since technically he's not a candidate. Regulated industries, state labor unions, and rich individuals have given Davis close to $15 million to fight the recall. And according to Bob Stern, president of the Center for Governmental Studies, there's nothing to stop mega donors from showering the other candidates with money as well.
$21,200 is 10 times what I can give to a presidential candidate. The contribution limits are extremely high in California, yet the candidates are still trying to get around them.
And that's easily accomplished. The candidates need only set up independent action committees that are also exempt from donor limits. The committees are ostensibly unconnected with the candidates, but Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante, a Democrat, was sued for funneling nearly $4 million in donations from Indian tribes with gambling casinos into such a committee. A judge ordered him to return the money. It's been tactics like these that Republican Arnold Schwarzenegger cited this week at a campaign rally, when he blasted the Democrats for serving their donors instead of the electorate.
A lot of the politicians are working to the interest of special interest rather than the people. And when I go to Sacramento, I will serve the people. And I know I will drive the special interests crazy.
But Schwarzenegger is hardly without rich backers of his own. He's the best financed candidate in the race. Earlier this week, his total exceeded $17 million, including $9.5 million of his own money. Schwarzenegger started out declaring he wouldn't accept special interest money, but Martin Kaplan at USC says that quickly changed.
He has not floated his campaign with his own bankroll. He has gone out there and raised tons of dough from real estate developers, people with, for example, enormous interests in the California Coastal Commission and its decisions about the environment.
And Edwin Bender, director of the Institute on Money and State Politics, says Schwarzenegger has also gotten sizable donations from corporate interests.
Well, we show Schwarzenegger getting over $170,000 from beer, wine, and liquor distributors. Business associations have given him over $127,000. Some miscellaneous manufacturing companies, $84,000. Food and beverage companies, $44,000.
And the list goes on. Schwarzenegger's tactics have landed him in court as well. He's being sued for lending his campaign $4 million. That will allow him to collect money from special interests to repay the loan without having to disclose where the funds came from until after the election. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.